All right, away we go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Dave here. Thanks for checking it out. It's Wednesday, June 26th, and this is what the John DeBella Show sounded like today. We rubbed our lucky bamboo and kicked things off with a little Phillies talk. We heard how Popeye has been vindicated. Cameos are for hire if you got the cash. It's an anniversary that has baby boomers feeling rather old. And just to not leave Steve and I out, we talked about 20 years ago and everything that felt like it was pretty close to yesterday. Speaking of which, the movie yesterday was previewed last night by hundreds of our fans. We got some reviews today. We spun the wheel for Long Song Wednesday and welcomed comedian Joe DeVito back into the mix. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Wait a second. Bamboo is what, is what won the game last night for the Phillies?
Two games in a row
because of bamboo.
Obvious. Yeah, Brad Miller, who they just called up from the minors a few weeks ago or a week ago, he went out to Chinatown because apparently bamboo is good luck. Bought a small bamboo plant and he put it in his locker and they won. And then so he went back out to Chinatown yesterday and got a bigger bamboo plant and just put it on a table in the locker room and they won again. So if you are that little shop in Chinatown, I'd bump those prices up on bamboo because the Phillies are coming back.
Next week he's going to buy a gremlin and then it's all going to go to hell again.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
Is there something you were going to wanted to ask you?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
What'd you have for dinner last night?
I had an array of stuff. Went to a new restaurant.
I'll ask the same question I asked at Radiothon. To the right or to the left?
Okay.
Which way to go?
All right. To the left. Okay.
I already established
that. I wish
you'd
answer
but thanks
it.
For bringing it back up.
All right. So, by the way, all right, scientists in Berlin have found a chemical in spinach.
Okay.
Which is called ectisternone. Mm. All right. And they say the chemical is close enough to steroids that spinach should be banned as a substance for athletes.
Really?
The scientists ran
a test. So Popeye was based on real life?
You've got it. They think spinach belongs on the list of doping supplements. The scientists ran a test where some athletes, listen to this, ate almost 9 pounds of spinach a day. All right. And the ones who ate spinach, and obviously some didn't, the ones who ate spinach increased their strength up to 3 times more.
Wow, that's actually incredible.
Gains.
That is.
Gains, bro.
Like I said, Dave, I mean, Popeye's been vindicated.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
There is a website. I don't know. Have you heard of Cameo?
No.
Right. Do you know anything about Cameo, Dave?
Turn on my mic and I'll tell you.
All right. You have a button there, too.
I do, but it's way far away. It's a temp studio, and I'm not big.
It moves.
It does move.
Oh, it does move. Okay, fine. You know what? I'm going to put it in my lap.
We've been in here for 2.5 months, and you just realized that thing moves?
Oh, boy.
I did.
Dave, have you ever heard of Cameo?
I have. And it's a website that John's going to be on in a couple years.
Is that what it is?
Yes. I'm going to hire you, actually.
Where I'm going to make my money?
Yeah, James's fourth birthday.
All right. I have heard of this website. Yes, I know
it's personalized videos from celebrities. Mm-hmm. All right. Caitlyn Jenner. You can get a personalized video from Caitlyn Jenner for $2,500.
Worth it.
All right. All right. But no, and they also got for $500, you can get Brett Favre, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Billy
Zane. Get
those
Brett Favre videos away.
Yeah, right.
Right. Wesley Snipes. I hope he's taking tax out for that.
Sure.
All right. Snoop Dogg, Gary Busey, and Charlie Sheen for $350. And then for anywhere from $100 to $150, you can get Gilbert Gottfried, Ernie Hudson from the Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Neo, Tommy Chung, or Joey Fatone. Right. As you know, and basically it's like, hi, Mike, here it's your birthday. Thank you. You know, I hope you're having a fun time.
Right.
You know, thank you so much for being my friend.
Tell mom thanks for the 300.
Right. Yeah. You got to be really desperate if you need a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, video. Right?
He's on there.
Yeah, he's on there.
What would you pay?
As Lou Alcindor, though. He's on there as Lou Alcindor.
Of course.
What would you pay for Tom Hanks to do one for you?
I wouldn't.
As because, if Tom because Hanks is
Tom,
on there.
Tom Hanks is, you know, he's my major get.
Sure.
He's the guest I've always wanted.
Yep.
Right? And if I can't have him in person or at least on the phone, I don't want it any other way.
Well, technically, you could have it on the phone.
Right.
In person, face to face, right?
Yeah, no, but I don't want him going, "Hi, John, I hope you like Toy Story 4. You know, I don't want that.
If we ever get him on the air, I want him to start with that. "Hi, John, I hope you like Toy Story 4.
Tell you what, though, I'm not going to join Kevin. $5, I'll send you a video.
All right.
$5, and I'll give it to the vets. $5, I'll send you a video, give it to the vets. Khaleesi, set that up. You're going to set it up now? Okay, she's setting it up now.
Nice, wonderful.
So this is it. $5, a personalized John DeBella greeting, right? "Hi, Bob. Did you like Toy Story 4?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
We are serving breakfast. You know how there are things that, like, happened in the course of your life that it seems like, oh, that was like, 10, 15 years ago?
Yes.
And then you realize, no, it was much longer than that. It has been 50 years since, and this just dawned on me this morning, it's been 50 years since the Manson murders. That happened in 1969.
That has to make boomers feel ancient.
Yeah, I mean, really, it happened in 1969. And the weird thing about it was, you know, Manson got all of these messages from Beatles songs,
mm-hmm.
right? One of them being Piggies. Manson believed that black people would rise up and kill whites, though he and his followers would be saved by using a set of clues he believed were to be found in the Book of Revelations and the Beatles' White Album.
Seems legit.
Yeah. It does. All right. And in his mind, Piggies represented the doomed whites. I don't know why. I mean, it was your basic, you know, hippies versus the pinstripe suit set.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's what the song was all about. Somehow, he got it that way, right? And somehow, it was like that. Oh, the black people are going to rise up because of this song. All of the messages are sitting in there. This is the one where they killed Sharon Tate,
yeah.
Right? And they took her blood, and someone wrote on the door,
that infamous
"Pig."
Picture, yep.
Yeah. Let's listen to the song. It's a much better feeling.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
I realize that going back 50 years to the Manson murder was a little much for you two.
Sure.
All right? And your parents weren't even dating yet. All right? But to make you feel the same way I was just feeling. SpongeBob SquarePants.
I know. Let me. Can I guess how long?
Yeah, go ahead.
20?
20 years.
Wow.
20 years.
Since I graduated high school.
It came on the air the same year that Doug and the Nanny went off the air.
Oh, man. I love Doug.
Also, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace,
mm-hmm.
Disney's Tarzan, American Pie, The Sixth Sense, The Blair Witch Project. All 20 years old.
I buy that.
All right.
Wow. It's the high school graduation that kills me, personally.
Well, here's the one that you'll love the most. Will Smith performed Wild Wild West at the VMAs.
Wow.
In cowboy outfits, yes. If you remember.
Of course. Right. He was the original Old Town Road.
Jim Bachman is in for Cindy Graham this morning.
I'm singing the words in my head right now.
Wild Wild West.
Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider.
That's a traffic. I want to join you.
Jim, aren't you excited to be part of this?
Oh, it makes the day, you know? Make it all. Make it all worthwhile.
Go away!
Why do I know that?
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
So we had the premiere of the new Yesterday movie, the Danny Boyle movie, last night, and we didn't get to go, but we sent 100 listeners to see it, and we've got Susan on the line. Good morning, Susan. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. How are you?
I am doing fine. So did you see the film last night?
I did, and I want to thank you guys. My husband and I had a good time. Such a good movie. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yep. I cried twice. I don't want to give away any spoilers, you know, but... there's one scene where he visits a certain place and a certain person, and I bawled my eyes out. It was great.
Okay.
I loved it.
All right. Let's see what Nancy has to say here. All right, Nancy, what did you think of the film?
I liked the movie. It was very good, and it was definitely fun, and the audience was getting into it, especially at the end. Or I should say after the movie when we did karaoke to win t-shirts.
Wow, that's cool.
What did you sing?
I sung Help. And I did win a T-shirt.
All right, well, let's hear your rendition of Help.
Give us a taste.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, no.
I'll help you, all right? All right, I'll sing along with you, all right? You fill in the blanks. Help.
I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know, I need somebody. Help.
There we go. That's simple.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Wheel of Long Songs. On the wheel this week, the Rolling Stones, Can You Hear Me Knocking? That one up there last week. Susie Q, still on there. It's been on there for months
still
now.
Still pulling for it.
From CCR. The listener pick, we've got a wide array of songs to listen to or to go through, right, for the listener pick this morning. Then Amazing Journey Sparks from The Who. It'll be just our luck because we just played The Who.
I know.
That
I didn't
comes up.
That, yeah.
Traffic for, Traffic's Glad. Welcome to the Machine from Pink Floyd. And then, of course, the two bonus spots. These are not necessarily long songs. They tend to be deeper tracks, songs we haven't gotten to in a long time. So anything you want this morning, Steve?
Sue,
you want Susie Q?
Yeah,
what about you?
Anytime there's Keith Moon on the wheel. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you got
I want another Who song.
Yeah, and he does some amazing stuff in Amazing Journey. But all right, it's time to spin the old wheel. Actually being videotaped so you can see that this actually happens. Whoa, I've been waiting to play this for a long time now. Oh, this is going to be a good one. And it came real close. We missed Amazing Journey and Sparks by one slot. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, the long song for Long Song Wednesday is Glad from Traffic. This weekend is our Did You Hear What MGK Is Playing weekend. This is something.
Oh, I love these.
Yeah, this is so much fun when we do this. Throughout the weekend, there'll be lost album cuts, one-hit wonders, AM radio rock classics, and a whole lot more. Throughout the weekend, we're going to be spicing them in. So make sure you tune in for MGK's Did You Hear What MGK Is Playing weekend this weekend right here at MGK.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
He's got a brand new comedy special called First of All, and you can get that through drivebarcomedy.com/Joe D. He will also be appearing at Wisecrackers at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Wilkes-Barre. Are you a Wilkes-Barre guy, Dave, or are you a Wilkes-Barre guy?
I'm a Bear guy.
You're a Wilkes-Barre guy?
Yeah,
okay.
Wilkes-Barre.
He will be there this coming Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of the Rockaways, the one and only Joe DeVito. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. I thought it was Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre?
Only in winter.
Yeah. God, Dave.
Let's leave the comedy to the comic, Dave.
I'll show myself out.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Now, let me get this straight. This show that you do, this special, that First of All, you did this in Utah in front of a Mormon audience.
Yes.
Do they get funny?
Well, they specialize in these clean comedy specials. And what I learned was that what we consider New York City clean is not the same as what they consider Provo, Utah.
I see. What is it that is off base for them that is New York City clean?
They said to a lot of the comics, don't disparage the institution of marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, and I said, well, I'm a bitter single guy, so no problem.
Did you have any magic underwear merch for them?
Right. Well, for me being the Italian from New York, the magic guinea tees were not moving as well.
Hey, Steve was telling me that you've been doing some work at military bases.
Yeah, you know, at the end of last year, I got to do something I've been wanting to do for a while, and it was to perform for the military. We did two shows. Bahamas, and the second one was in Greenland. And if you're familiar with the shape of the globe, you know that that is not the order in which to do those shows.
You weren't in the Dominican Republic by any chance, were you?
No. I understand they're having a real good time down there lately.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun place to go, just don't have a drink.
Yeah, you know, if it's still natural causes, if 15 people die from the same... I think we need to define nature very clearly.
How long were you in Greenland for, Joe?
Well, it was pretty wild. It was at the end of last year when we flew in. They have no more sunlight. they're done for that part of the year.
Okay.
So, but it was crazy when we landed. You know, they're giving you sort of the rundown of the place, and it was minus 19 degrees.
Wow.
There was going to be no sunlight for four more months, and they said they'd spotted fresh polar bear paw prints by the dumpster. And they said, if you see a polar bear, don't take pictures, because they'll run at you and try to eat you. They'll try to kill you. So he said, if you see that, he said, if you're out and you see the polar bear. And I thought, if I'm out, it's minus 20 degrees, it's pitch black. What am I doing out? Yeah, I'm going to run down to CVS and buy some Dentine. I'm going to get some
there. Well, you can use the CVS receipt as a scarf.
I can strangle him with it.
Now, speaking of your bitter single life, what's going on?
One of the clips from the special where I talk about dating over 40, the clip has gone viral, and for some reason I tortured myself reading the comments, and overwhelmingly positive, but one woman did say, I didn't find this funny, I thought it was very depressing, I'm a single woman around that age, and I read that and I thought, this woman gets me. And it's very interesting, you read a comment from a woman like that, I didn't think this was possible, but through the comments, I could actually smell the cat urine in her.
I'm surprised you didn't contact her for a date. You could have gone to the bitter end. You know, the two of you were to work that perfectly there.
Look, I don't think I'm too fussy.
Uh-huh.
I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a woman who knows what she wants in the bedroom, but still has sex with me anyway. She knows you have to make some compromise. I think that's a big part of it.
Well, Joe DeVito is appearing this coming weekend at Mohegan Sun Casino in Wilkes-Barre. Joe, it is always a pleasure. Good luck to you, and here's hoping you find love soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.